AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A portion of the San Jacinto River in Houston has been overflowing under roadways, affecting four subdivisions, limiting the ability of some residents to leave or return home. Joy Rizzi lives there and was torn between leaving her home or staying.
If we leave, we're at risk of, you know, not knowing what we come back to. And if we stay, then can we get out? Are we going to get trapped?
Elsewhere in the state, authorities say the flooded Brazos River has crested at an evacuated North Texas subdivision, and the floodwaters have started to recede for now. Ponzi schemer Bernard Madoff's accountant has been sentenced to home confinement. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Bernard Madoff's finance chief once asked the legendarily crooked financier, "That accountant of yours, are you paying him off or is he just dumb?" "Just dumb," Madoff replied. At the accountant's sentencing, David Freeling admitted that was painful to hear, but he said, "I'd rather be regarded as dumb than as crooked." Freeling was sentenced to a year of home confinement for using false records to reduce Madoff's tax bills. A prosecutor cited the accountant for extraordinary cooperation in untangling Madoff's fraud, which cost investors $17 billion in principal. Warren Levinson, New York.
FIFA President Sepp Blatter says the corruption scandal the organization is facing has brought shame and humiliation on soccer.
"You will agree with me. These are unprecedented and difficult times for FIFA."
He spoke at the FIFA Congress opening ceremony in Zurich. International soccer's governing body is dealing with allegations of bribery and corruption. Authorities in Iraq say two separate car bombs inside the parking lot of two hotels have killed 10 people in Baghdad. This is AP Radio News. The Army's top general says human error probably was not a factor in the Army's mistaken shipment of live anthrax samples from a chemical weapons testing site in the Utah desert. Army Chief of Staff General Ray Odierno says the problem may have been a failure in the technical process of killing or inactivating anthrax samples. Emory University anthrax expert Philip Brockman says he doesn't think the public was in any danger when the anthrax was shipped.
"There is really no danger to the public that this was all within confined containers, then sent to these different laboratories, and the organism in no way escaped from the laboratories."
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is investigating what may have happened at the proving ground that led to the shipment of live anthrax to at least nine states. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.